So now we know that President Trump really meant what he said Saturday, that many sides were to blame for the violence in Charlottesville. David Duke, the former head of the KKK, thanked Trump. So outrage and accuracy from those who say Trump is emboldening white supremacists by equating them with counter-protesters instead of condemning them. There's an interesting parallel here with Poland. In 2015, Poland's ultra-conservative white nationalists helped the ruling Law and Justice Party take power. And since then, the Law and Justice Party has taken control of state media, tried to seize power from the judicial system, and have done little to curb the growing influence of the far right. Anna Stefaniak is with the University of Warsaw Center for Research on Prejudice. Can you tell us a little bit about these white nationalist groups in Poland, Anna? Like, what kind of symbols and language are they using? Would they be recognized by some of the marchers in Charlottesville, Virginia, perhaps?
They may be, because some of them are using symbols that resemble swastikas and widely known neo-Nazi symbols. And we now have several groups in Poland that are gaining increasing prominence and are supported more or less openly by the ruling party. And some of them also, not very often, but they happen to use the Confederate flags as well. So wow, the symbols are shared to an extent.
Do you know how many people are in these groups?
I do not know. However, their presence is increasingly visible in the public space. And there are marches and demonstrations organized by the far right, most prominently by the National Radical Camp, which I believe is the largest nationalist organization in Poland at the moment. Even yesterday, there was a demonstration in Warsaw organized by the National Radical Camp. And similarly to Charlottesville, there were protesters trying to stop the march from walking through Warsaw, and the protesters were forcefully removed by the police, which was protecting the nationalists marching.
So, little surprise, just like Donald Trump, the leader of the Law and Justice Party, had a lot of support from white nationalists during the election in 2015. How has that affected the political climate in Poland today?
Well, I think the biggest change is in the rhetoric that is now common in public space in Poland. So things that were not acceptable to be said in public are now acceptable. It shows in the results of another big research at the Center for Research on Prejudice, namely that in 2014 and 2016, a large representative sample studies were run, which asked large groups of Polish youth ages 16 to 18 and large groups of Polish adults about the frequency with which they see hate speech in many media, such as written press or the internet or on TV, or how often they come across it in their private lives, for example, talking with their friends. And results show that while in 2014, about half of the people that we asked said that they did come across various forms of hate speech. In 2016, it was between 70, 75, 80%. So we see a huge increase, which shows that the way that Poles now talk and express themselves has become much more hateful than it has been a few years back.
Have there been more white nationalist rallies recently in Poland, and have any become violent?
I don't have the statistics for it, so I cannot say whether there really have been more. It seems like there are more, but what we have been witnessing is an increase in hate crime. So there is data by the Polish police and by the National Public Prosecutor's Office that show that there is a huge increase since, for example, 2014 in hate crime, and primarily directed at Muslims. So this could speak to an increase in right-wing violence, but I don't think there is any data on whether people who perpetrated those crimes were members of the radical organizations.
I got to say, the parallels between Poland and the U.S. right now are really striking. I know you've been studying this for a while, Anna. Did it surprise you how quickly hate speech and symbols have become kind of normalized in Poland?
It is surprising, but also when we look at the migration crisis and how Poland is still a very homogeneous country and Poles don't have that much contact with people who are different than they are in terms of religion, ethnicity, it is also understandable in a way. So the ruling party has played the fear of otherness to a great extent, and the effects of that is what we see right now.
Anna Stefaniak with the University of Warsaw's Center for Research on Prejudice, thanks very much for sharing this with us today.
Thank you.